Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And this feast was basically began in December of 1925 by Pope Pius XI. And it was a time, you know, basically right after the end of the First World War, with basically communism, fascism, Marxism being on the rise. And the thing was, is that as the Pope noticed, that there were many good Christians who were very quick to jump on the bandwagon of these different types of ideologies. Ideologies that promised, you know, goods for the people. And basically, he called upon them to sort of remind the people that Jesus is and should be our King. He's the one that we owe allegiance to and to follow. And that basically, you know, a king is one who really, you know, cares about his people, all of his people. He wants to bring unity and peace to all of his people. He wants a good life and does what he can to bring about peace and prosperity for all of his people, not just for a chosen few, not for just those who follow him, not for just those who call his name. And yet, Italy, a very Catholic nation, is that when Mussolini was on a rise and came into Rome, that rather than sitting there and giving him a hard time, they basically just opened up the city and said, here it is, welcome, come in, take over. And basically they gave him Italy without any fight or any pretense. A lot because they supported and believed in what Mussolini was saying. Germany was basically a very Christian country, made up of a lot of Lutherans and Catholics. And yet how easy it was for them to join the bandwagon of Hitler and Nazism. Because, you know, they were able to see what something that they wanted. But we question, was it something that they saw, what they wanted, the kingship, the rule, the reign that they wanted? Was it really something after the image of Christ as King? Did the message of Christ the King fall on deaf ears? And in today's society too, you know, we look at our leaders. We look at, you know, our country. And you know, the thing is, we have two main political parties. And you know, while both parties claim to be followers of Christ in some manner, yet neither one of them is really perfect. And so we sort of have to take a look and ask ourselves, which one most follows the kingship of Jesus Christ? Which one works harder to bring about the kingship that Jesus truly wants in this life? And I'm not going to answer that question. I'm not going to say one thing or the other. But that's for us. For the thing is that when we vote and when we look at our leaders, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we can have politicians who basically will sit there and claim their Christian background. But sometimes if you look at it, it's a Christianity based on their idea of what Christianity should be. And we ask ourselves, is it really based upon what Jesus Christ would want in today's society, in today's world? And when we cast our vote, we support our, you know, parties or support our individuals. And if we were to die and we're standing before Christ the King and Christ asks us, why did you vote for this individual? why did you follow this? Can we very willingly and faithfully? And now we sit there and happy to say, this is the reason. And the shame how we've become to follow Christ. The individual leader says a lot. You know, if we have a good principal in a school, how very easy for the teachers to sort of respond to that. And if he's dedicated or she's dedicated, how, you know, that they will truly become dedicated too. And it's seen not only in the teachers, but in the children themselves. If you have a boss who is basically sort of maybe is really, you know, caring and giving and wants to adjust and really believes in his company, that we see that in the workers and what they put out and how they support and do that. You know, when we truly have, you know, an example of Christ, whether it be in the home, the workplace, in our schools, in our elected officials, truly it's easy to follow them and to support and to back them and to follow their example. And so today, as we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, we ask that truly Christ may always be our King. And we realize, you know, that his way to kingship was through service and sacrifice, for dealing with the poor and with the needy. And truly, you know, our path to the kingship of Christ at the end of time, at the end of our life, is one too of service, of sacrifice, and how we deal with the poor, with the needy, and with the less fortunate. Let us today thank God for his kingship, for his rule over us, for giving us one. And even though many mocked him, that Jesus truly was, is, the King of the world, our King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.